Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It will be strength against strength Saturday at BB&T Field in Winston-Salem. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Don't be caught comparing Wake Forest's narrow victory over Liberty Saturday night to Carolina's blowout of Elon earlier in the day. There is not much comparison between the two football subdivision teams, which makes this week's game at Wake Forest a lot tougher than it looks. Liberty has had six straight winning seasons, finishing first or second in the Big South. Elon was coming off a 5-6 record in the Southern Conference, and some lopsided statistics that kind of explain why the Phoenix gave up so much yardage to the Tar Heels and couldn't manage a single point of their own. So let's just say the Carolina-Wake game is a toss-up, pitting the strength of each team against each other and the inexperience as well. For example, the Deacons have only three starters back on offense, which accounts for it being outgained by Liberty in the 20-17 win. But Jim Grobe's teams traditionally get stronger with the ball as the season progresses, and they do have nine starters back on defense, which basically beat Liberty on DB A.J. Marshall's pick six. Conversely, Carolina's high-flying offense will get a much stiffer test from that veteran defense. And while Larry Fedora said the Tar Heels used about 15% of the playbook against Elon, there won't be that much more added for Wake Forest. It's a matter of improving the execution while playing even faster, hoping to wear Wake down by the fourth quarter. So Carolina will need more big plays from Gio Bernard and Renner's bevy of young receivers. And while Fedora says he tries to keep the routine on the road as close as possible to home games, the Heels will still be playing in close quarters on a strange field in their white uniforms in front of a mostly hostile crowd. Wake does have weapons on offense to test the Tar Heels 4-2-5. Quarterback Tanner Price hit receiver Michael Campanaro nine times against Liberty, and redshirt freshman DeAndre Martin had a great debut with 80 yards and a score. Based on last Saturday, I think the Tar Heels will be 2-0 by sundown, but it won't be by 60 points or even 30 for sure. This is Archansky. See ya.